Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, I'm going to link you in on LinkedIn profiles. And if you've ever wondered how on earth to keep your profile from looking like a boring resume, listen on. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. No offense to LinkedIn, but when I first started, it seemed like the most boring social platform ever. Like, what's the point? I mean, I'm already putting all of the same stuff into my resume, so why bother linking employers to this too? The only difference is the layout, and I mean, it's a little bit prettier, and now there's a brief description of me up at the top of the page that you don't generally have room to put on your resume. Big whoop. It's still the same old boring bullet point info. It took some time and it took some good tips from others, but now I think I finally get it. When used correctly, LinkedIn can be a very dynamic addition to your history as a worker. It allows you to make easy, instant changes that others can see. It gives you more space and an opportunity to embed relevant links to your online content, which, I will add, if you try to put links into your paper resume, ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, and best of all, unlike a regular resume, LinkedIn is not cause for complaint if you go over a single 8.5 by 11 page. This means that you can truly show off your personality and your work instead of just handing over a dull list to your potential employer. So how do you harness the power of LinkedIn? Today, I'm going to pass on my best profile tips to you. And to make it easy, I'm going to work from top to bottom in the order that these features appear on your desktop browser profile. So, kicking it off with number one, the first thing you're going to come to is your cover image. There are various uses for this. Because I wanted to show off my love of the outdoors and my knack for nature photography, I chose to feature a photo that I took on a hiking trip that shows this beautiful panoramic view from the top of a hill above a river that I climbed up. Now, another great use for this section is to feature artistic compilations of content that you've created, books that you've published, or maybe art that you've made. Bottom line, show work that represents who you are and what you hope that your future will include. This is going to be one of the very first things that people see when they enter your profile, and it is an amazing way to be able to capture your personality and communicate that to someone right off before they read any words. So think hard about what you put for your cover image before you put something up. Don't be generic. Do something cool. Do something creative. Seriously, it'll catch some attention. The next thing you're going to see scrolling down that LinkedIn profile is your profile picture. Now, your profile picture on LinkedIn is going to be a little bit different than it is on any other social media platform. Because all of the other social media platforms, they're generally speaking a bit more casual. And LinkedIn, it's, I always kind of imagined it being the social media of job interviews. So in your profile picture, you're going to want to dress like you're ready for a job interview. Look professional. Use a clean, clear photograph that shows you, preferably from the shoulders up. For best results, avoid loud pattern clothing or super crazy busy backgrounds. You want the focus to be on your face so that employers can see who in the world you are. The next thing you're going to see is your title. This doesn't have to be your job title per se, but it can be. For mine, I chose to put content creator, writer, traveler, and I separated it with that thing on your keyboard that shares the button with the slash. It's like a straight up and down line, so it's like kind of like a slash, but not slanty. If any of you know what that thing is called, just tweet me or something, because I've always seen that thing and not known what it was called, and I have no idea how to really efficiently describe it to others. So please, enlighten me, somebody. But anywho, stare at your keyboard for a while, you'll probably find it and you'll know what I'm talking about. And so yeah, that's how I divided up the three different roles that I decided to showcase on my job title section of my profile. And now, while none of those titles are what I actually make my income doing, they're very descriptive of who I am and what I often do on the side. Like, hey, I'm talking to you on this podcast. This is content creation, my friend. So don't be afraid to use that section to showcase what you want to see yourself doing in the future. It doesn't hurt. Although, I'll say it, if you have a particularly cool role, definitely showcase that. It looks awesome. Actually, thinking about it, I should now update mine so that it says social media marketer, because that is actually a legitimately cool sounding role that I could put up there. I just Ever since I moved to North Carolina, I haven't really had much of a chance to do stuff like this, especially lately because I totally killed my phone's data. I kid you not, it took me like 7 minutes to load Google Docs so that I could have my show notes for this episode. It's bad. Oh well. Anyways, working our way down the profile some more, we have the work slash education slash location section, which is pretty basic. Although if you have something that you do that is cooler sounding than your current day job, consider using it here. Like if you work at McDonald's but you run an awesome travel blog, highlight that you are a writer rather than a McDonald's employee. They can see your other positions as they scroll farther down the page, but you want what's on top to really just pull people in and be like, hey, that person sounds interesting. And now, below that, you're going to find your bio and your digital media links. This is the second biggest section of your profile. So make sure the first couple of phrases really hook people so that they'll want to read your entire profile. I began my profile description section with a few catchy, unique ways that people have described me over the years. I've also seen people use a short, funny, or attention-getting personal anecdote to then launch into who they are and what drives them to pursue. Okay, you know, honestly, I give up. I'm gonna be honest, people. That was my third take trying to say the word pursue. There, I finally said it, but moment of transparency. I can't pronounce things sometimes. I'm not even gonna try to edit that one out anymore. If I state that phrase again, it's just gonna tank. I'm sorry, I'm leaving it. Now, following your bio section, you have the option to post pictures and or web links to your online content. And now, personally, I try to limit myself to like 2 or 3 of these types of content pieces, largely because people may not see past your first couple due to limited viewable space. Because I think once you get beyond, I forget now if it was either 2 or 3, I think it's if you get beyond 2 pieces of content like this, they set it up so that you have to kind of scroll through it to the side, and so not all of your other X number of items are going to be immediately visible. And you know people these days. Short attention spans, if you don't see it immediately, then you're probably not going to see it at all, which is tragic, but that seems to be the way the world is working these days. Now, the sixth section on your profile is your work history. This is typically going to be the biggest portion of your profile. When I first started, I laid it out just like I would lay out my resume. And that was a mistake. Why? Because it's instantly boring and forgettable. We complain about the lists of dates and names to remember when we have to learn about history in school, so why would we lay out our profiles on the same principle? Just don't. If you don't like reading it, nobody else is going to. I am sorry. Instead, make your work history read like a story. A good formula that I've found is to start each job section with a brief description of who the business is and how they benefit people. Then from there, make the second paragraph in which you describe how you created value in your workplace. Now the tricky part, avoiding lists. Make it engaging, make it descriptive, and make it fun to read. If you find it boring, well, like I said, others will too. So figure out how to tell your story and tell it well. Next, we come to our education section, and if you never went to college, don't fear. Instead, list particularly cool classes that you took in high school. Show off that Microsoft Word certification course. Talk about how you taught yourself web design. Get creative. Life is a learning experience, people. I am constantly saying that on this podcast. So whether you got it in a classroom or elsewhere, show what you've learned and give proof that you've learned it via photos, screenshots, or links to content that you've created. Similar to my work descriptions, I try to make my education experiences as interesting and story-like as possible too. Following education, we come to volunteer work. This section is basically the same as work experience, except with a public service emphasis. This profile section is optional, but if you have worked on a project that is valuable to your community or to others, list it. Employers love to see a person who's concerned about the good of others, and let's face it, anytime they see somebody who's willing to do legitimate work for free, I mean, I'm not saying that they're gonna scam you or anything, but it does make you look respectable and like a pretty hard worker. So yeah, if you have volunteer work, please put it on. The endorsements and skills section, that's an interesting one. I guess use this section to list your most prevalent skills. It's the way it makes the most sense. From there, people who can view your profile can choose to endorse these skills. So if you want to add credibility to the skills that you have, go and ask friends and coworkers to endorse them. Now, where the endorsement section gets a little weird is that people have discovered that they can kind of use this to like market themselves in a way on there. Cause I don't know about you, but I'm constantly getting just random people out of the blue who just show up and endorse me for skills. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. I know I'm capable of this skill, so it's nice to have the credibility added on. But it's not like super credibility because I don't know you from a hole in the ground. And then these people will message me and be like, hey, check out this piece of content, or have a look at my company. I'm doing something cool and I want support. And it's like, okay, cool. I mean, great of you to try to validate my skills that you know nothing about, but I'm still not gonna spend money to support your company that I don't need the services of, but thanks anyway. Following that odd little section, we have the accomplishments section. So under the accomplishments, I always felt weird about this section because I feel like most of my accomplishments, I've found creative ways to showcase higher up, like in my work experience and stuff. Like under my work experience, I actually listed myself as a blogger. I may not be getting paid for it, but a lot of people will validate the fact that I am a blogger and they read my work and they like my work and that I do good work. So why not put that under work experience? It will showcase the fact that I can write, and employers seem to like that. But if you don't end up doing something along those lines, and you have extra content links to share that you just absolutely couldn't share anywhere else, this is the place. I found it to be an all right area to show like one-off articles that you've gotten published in random places, or maybe a piece of viral content that you've created, or awards that you've won that you want to brag up. You don't have to fill in this section, but if you have something to brag about it, brag about it. I mean, that's what work experience websites and interviews and things like that are for, right? People want to know what you've done. Below your accomplishments, we find interests. And this is a good way to align yourself with organizations and brands that you admire. For example, I would love to someday be on a documentary team. And I like travel, and I'm a writer, and I'm a fan of small businesses and entrepreneurs. So I have added things accordingly, and now my interests showcase that I follow National Geographic and History Channel, Airbnb, WordPress, and Olin Rogers. This is just another small way that companies can get a sense for what sort of organizations that you might like to be a part of, and they can kind of judge if they feel like they're in line with your interests and if you would actually like working for them, because who wants a person who wouldn't like working for you, right? And that has gotten us to the very bottom of your LinkedIn profile. And with a little time and creativity, I am sure that you will be able to build a profile that you'll be proud to show off. Just in case you need a little inspiration or you want to see how this advice looks in real life, I've gone ahead and linked my LinkedIn profile in the show notes for this episode. And along with that, I am also including a text version of this episode so that you can have reminders of these tips. Because I know there was a lot here to remember and a lot of different profile sections to go through. So I don't know about you, but I like having a big text thing to scroll through when I'm trying to make adjustments rather than, oh, let me fast forward to this section of this YouTube video or this podcast so that I can see what the advice was. Yeah, that's cumbersome. Nope. I am giving you text for this one. That's a first. And do you have a favorite profile to share from LinkedIn? Or are you super proud of your own? Link it in the comments on this episode at sarahiddings.com/photosynthesis. That is sarahiddings.com/photosynthesis. I would totally love to see what you got. And now, on that note, I shall bid you adieu. And until next time, keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexento.